Well, I've changed the name to reflect another entity that we work with, and that's called the Free Radicals. You can find us on Facebook for that name as well, and we've just got a page there. But as this is a little side project of mine, I wasn't going to have it branded underneath the Free Radicals sort of entity, but I thought, well, I don't want too many things out there that just don't make sense, you know, if someone comes along and hears them. But as a lead into this podcast is that part of our ideology behind the Free Radicals is that it's all about understanding growing old disgracefully anyway, but it's about being the best you can at any given age, you know. So that being said, look, I'm just going to turn you over straight into the podcast, and we'll catch you next time. If you've actually considered giving no-dig organic horticulture a try, it may feel like an intimidating endeavour. There's so much to find out, therefore much to do. The bright side is that when you understand the principles as well as master it, every little thing will be effortless. You'll discover the fundamentals of natural no-dig horticulture. While it's not brain surgery, there are a few reminders worth recognising. First one is planning. This is probably a necessary action you need to take before the start. The location of your garden is the essential variable that will identify what plants you can put in. The dimensions of your garden will also limit your intentions and passions. If you have a little plot to collaborate with, you're not likely to be able to have a cornfield. Some crops require more land, some call for even more sunshine and water, and so forth. Ground requires to be correct also, and the garden must preferably get direct sunlight. It should not be under cover due to a big tree or structure close by, and there needs to be a water source close by to allow you to water your plants conveniently. All these considerations have to be factored in to your preparation prior to you growing a single seed. The dirt. The dirt in your garden is another variable that determines which plants you can grow and which that you can't. Various plants thrive in different types of dirt. pH of the dirt, while being an essential element, with the no-dig garden method, it's more about feeding the soil, more so than the plant. Ideally, the plant medium ought to be neutral. If it's acidic, you will need to take steps to counteract the soil with compost or by other ways. Utilizing the best seed. The seeds you make use of should be natural. Doing a quick research online or get in touch with local clubs will reveal suppliers that offer non-GMO garden seeds. You can purchase these seeds as part of a co-op or as an online purchase. Attempting to grow a plant from seed you obtain from a non-organic plant is not really an excellent concept. While you build the garden in a natural method, it's ideal to begin also to make use of organic seeds. As soon as your garden flourishes, you can use the seeds from your very own crops for future garden needs. Composting. While you can buy compost from a garden store, if you can do it yourself, you'll have the ability to save quite a bit of money. Composting can be a fulfilling skill. If you have adequate room to develop good garden compost, it'll be easy to sell the excess off and also make some money. Lots of farmers, as well as horticultural enthusiasts, are continually seeking to find sources of great compost. You'll require compost for your garden since it's rich in nutrients and also aids to the balance of the pH in the soil. Since you will not be making use of store-bought plant foods, it is necessary to have a consistent supply of compost for your organic no-dig garden. Maintenance. Once you have the soil set and done the planting, all that's left is upkeep. You'll need to water the plants consistently according to the weather conditions. Throughout a hot climate, even more water is required. If it has been drizzling, you can skip the watering. Too much watering will kill your plants. So note, you ought to have some form of drainage for excess water in the garden to drain out. There will be various other issues to keep an eye on, such as weeds, pests, plant diseases, and so forth. Monitoring your yard each day will aid you to nip any issue in the bud. Boom, boom. These are several of the essentials of organic no-dig gardening that you ought to know. There are a lot more, yet you'll learn more about them as you get more experience. The very best thing you could do is read a couple of publications on natural gardening and make a note that might apply to you. You'll see, after going through these steps, that you will have a far better understanding of the procedure and will be less likely to make unintended blunders. Organic horticulture returns numerous advantages and is also among one of the most gratifying things on earth.
Remember, take off your shoes. Go for a run. Shoe manufacturers don't own your soul.